he wanted to put Pittsfield on the architecture and design map, which just seems like such an exciting possibility. And I love imagining what that could have looked like.
Tessa Kelly and her husband, fellow architect Chris Parkinson, are the curators of the exhibit. Both grew up in the Berkshires and now live in New Haven, Connecticut. Parkinson explains while homes today are thought of as an expression of the self, during the 19th century, mill and industrial business owners planned worker villages consisting of utilitarian box-style houses by how far away one could live and still hear the work bell.
Rather than making the assumption that these houses were planned because perhaps this was a good place to live, it was actually they were planned so that they were within a certain distance such that one, a laborer could never escape the presence of their job.
Included in the exhibit is a brochure from the International Harvester Corporation designed to teach Polish immigrants English. The reading lesson includes the phrase, "The whistle blows at 5 minutes of starting time. I work until the whistle blows to quit." Designs that stand out among the exhibit's floor plans, city maps, and black and white photos are those drawn by Frank Lloyd Wright. With World War II raging in Europe, Pittsfield, then home to General Electric and other manufacturers, was one of 13 cities selected to receive federal funding for additional worker housing. Wright was among the nation's top architects commissioned on the project. Kelly explains Wright felt the existing boxy worker houses, many built on designs based in pattern books, didn't fit with the natural landscape.
His intention was to really create a design that put family and relationship to the landscape at the heart of the home.
You've probably heard of Falling Water in Taliesin, but Wright's legacy also lives on in office buildings and utilitarian housing. Wright's cloverleaf design featured four families living in one multi-floor structure, each with their own roof deck, outward-looking yard, and garages discreetly tucked into the center of the building. Parkinson says the design was an ingenious, forward-looking way of embracing the automobile's role in shifting the masses out of city centers.
So you had all your plumbing and electric and all your services to service the whole building contained in these two major walls that divided all the units, which then allowed the rest of the space to be a freer, lighter construction while having an efficiency of scale by having four units work off the same utilities. I think the way it embraces the car is also pretty wonderful. That's something that I think suburban America has never done very well, is deal with a car. And, you know, it's not uncommon to see a garage almost as large as a house and have the garage be the most prominent feature on a house.
The decision was made to go with cheaper, temporary houses conceived by local designers and built by local workers. In 1945, many of the homes were sold for $500 if they could be moved. Permanent homes now dot the area known as Victory Hill. Wright's Pittsfield work was not all that well known or well documented before Kelly and Parkinson found a 2003 article by Michigan State professor Xenia Kotval specifically on cloverleaf entitled "Opportunity Lost." Parkinson and Kelly are unsure how Wright's design would work today since it was based on a car-reliant society with large families, but Kelly believes at the time it could have changed the housing landscape.
He really conceived of it as something that could go beyond Pittsfield, a design that could serve as a model for dignified worker housing throughout the entire country.
The exhibit continues through November 1st. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.